It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi there, and welcome to a special edition of Magic Time. Today, it's the Coy edition, the Coach of the Year. And had to do this, had to give my guy, Coach Joe Salerno, a couple of minutes here on Magic Time podcast. The National Basketball League of Canada announcing their Coach of the Year for 2018-2019. And he is joining me now. Coach Salerno, congratulations. How does it feel?
Hey, Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it feels good. You know, I mean, it certainly feels good to be recognized for, you know, an awful lot of hard work.
Now, I know that you're an individual that doesn't like the individual accolades. You like to make it about the team. You know, even yesterday posting big thanks to pretty much everybody to do with the Moncton organization, from the ownership right on down through everybody you could think of. But have you been able to take a second just to kind of let it sink in and to kind of appreciate the accomplishment and what it means to get that kind of recognition from your peers?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice award to have, but it really is about the organization as a whole. You know, I mean, I certainly can't do my job as well as I can without, you know, the support of ownership and management, the assistant coaches, and of course, the players. You know, I mean, the players are still the guys out there winning games. And I think so much of that award is predicated to your record, you know, over the course of the season. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, you absolutely have to recognize those people because they just have a huge, huge part in it. You know, for myself, as far as kind of sitting back and letting it soak in, I mean, you know, I found out last night, probably around 5 o'clock. You know, I think it went public around 7, and, you know, I was just really grateful, and it was just really nice to hear from a lot of old players and old friends, and, you know, I mean, friends from high school that may have seen it on social media that I haven't talked to in years, and certainly no players that I've coached over the years. So that was really the best part, you know, of the award, and you know, just hearing from some of those people, and you know, it was nice. It really was.
Now, you said you heard about 5 o'clock last night. Where were you when you got word, and how did you receive word? Who got in touch with you?
Actually, Mike Story did, the VP of the Magic. He'd actually sent me a text message to let me know and kind of congratulate me. You know, so I got it actually kind of on my way home from the office, and, you know, I didn't tell my wife. You know, when I got home, I knew it was going to be released around 7 o'clock, but you know, I kind of wanted it to be a surprise for her. You know, she has as big, if not a bigger hand than anybody, you know, in that type of award, because, you know, it takes a lot to kind of do my job. It's a ton of hours, and they're kind of crazy hours. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 at all. And, you know, us being from a different country, us being from the United States, we really don't have family here, you know, so we don't have a lot of support system with our kids at home, and a lot of that falls on Darcy's shoulders. So, you know, I wanted it to be a kind of a nice surprise for her, and you know, she's always been my biggest fan and biggest supporter, so she was extremely excited to see it kind of pop up on her timeline, which was fun. That was probably the most enjoyable moment for me.
Now, Coach, what was the reaction of Darcy? Because you said you didn't tell her. She saw it on social media. Were you close by? What was her reaction when she read it or got it?
She'd actually just got in from walking Maya, our dog. She had taken her for a walk, and it had popped up on my phone. And I actually had Camden just kind of take it out to her and kind of show her and kind of read what it said, Coach of the Year. And she was excited. I mean, she was really excited, and she was just happy. You know, it's again, it's nice to be recognized for hard work. And like I said, she had a huge part in that. So she was probably even more happy than I was, which was made it more enjoyable for me.
Well, I'll tell you, it was pretty nice to see some of the posts that were out there. But in particular, a post that you put out there kind of just reiterating what you just said about your wife and your family and what they mean to you and that support system. And then Darcy, your wife, sent out an equally nice one to you. And I just want to tell you, Coach, when I grow up, I want to be able to be in a relationship like you and your wife.
Yeah, well, believe me, it's not all roses, right? It's like I said, it's a tough job, and it can be pretty stressful. But we've been doing this for a while. We're in it together, and our kids are a big part of it as well. So, yeah, it was like I said, it was a really nice nice evening, and to read a lot of the messages, people, fans from even PEI, that we become friends with for a while over the years. So. That really is the most rewarding part of all that, is just being able to hear from friends and fans and former players and kind of stay in touch with them. And, just know that you have supporters out there. So, that was great.
In all of those messages that you got, because I mean, I was even able to see some of them via your Instagram story and things like that, but of all the former players, colleagues, friends, coaches, teachers, whatever the case may be, was there a couple that kind of jumped out at you in terms of, oh my gosh, I didn't even think I would hear from that person? Is there a couple you can think of that you were kind of like, wow, that's really cool?
I think just former players. I think those were the ones that I appreciated the most. I mean, I know, friends and family, of course, are going to support you. But, former players that I might have coached 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, to hear from those people, it kind of means, that you left a lasting impression on them and you had an impact on them. So that was really nice to hear, Brandon Robinson and Billy Rush and, guys like that. Actually, Troy Jackson, who's an assistant coach with Cape Breton, who I coached back in the PBL back in Vermont. He sent me a couple really nice messages. I heard from obviously Mike Leslie, who was an assistant of mine for 4 years, and Doug Plum actually messaged me from the Edge, and Steve Marcus, and just a lot of people. It was a busy night, and it makes you feel good, and it just helps you realize kind of what a small, tight knit community the basketball world is, and then certainly NBL Canada is. There was a lot of probably the best message I got, though, and it was really one of the only ones that I retweeted. I probably retweeted a couple, but. I was from a fan I don't even know, and I don't even know her name. And it was just a message congratulating me and thanking me for I guess an impression I left on her son, who attended our summer camp this year. And it was something about just handling yourself with class, and that was really, really cool to hear that you can kind of have an impact on a complete stranger's child and have them. Remember that, and that was from back in August, right? So that was something really kind of cool, and again, it just makes you happy and lets you know that you may be impacting more people and more things other than just basketball.
Yeah, that is definitely something really cool, and just on a personal note, ever since I've known you the last couple of years, you've been a consummate professional with me. Anytime I've ever approached you to do with anything, whether it's to do with broadcast, to do with information about the team, to do with the podcasting, you've always treated me with the utmost respect, and that has definitely paid back towards you. But I'm actually really touched and pleased for you because, yeah, man, you've been an awesome guy to deal with over the last couple of years that I've known you. So thank you from a personal level.
Yeah, well, I mean, thank you. I mean, when I say everyone has a part in this type of thing, and I think when you're in a job like mine where there's so many moving pieces and there's so many parts and people playing a role in what happens with your success, everybody plays a part. And, I mean, look at, guys like you and Dave Tingley, you do such a great job on the broadcast and, these podcasts that we do, that's helping me become a professional. It's helping me with my public speaking, it's helping me with, that's a big part of my job, being able to talk to media. So again, I think you can look at everybody that's part of the Magic organization. You can always learn from people, and everyone can help you get better at your job if you allow that to happen. And, you know, that's kind of the way that I look at things. And, you know, hopefully all that kind of boiled down to receiving, you know, this award. So, you know, I'm just very grateful for pretty much everybody that, I'm involved with when it comes to, the Magic and this crazy job of, coaching that I have.
You're the longest tenured coach in the National Basketball League of Canada. You're their winningest coach, but not the first time you've been a part of a Coach of the Year situation. 5 or 6 years ago, I think, somewhere around there, 2012, 2013, when you were back with the Island Storm, co-Coach of the Year with the very interesting Michael Ray Richardson, and I say that in a complimentary way. But what's, other than the fact that it was a co-Coach of the Year, what's the biggest difference this time around?
You know, I was still really young back then. I was still just a really, really young coach, and we just had a great team. We had an extremely talented team. You know, I mentioned Brandon Robinson a few moments ago, who's still one of the most talented players I've ever been able to coach. You know, he was part of that team, and, you know, Mari Johnson, who played for the Memphis Grizzlies a little bit last season, he was part of that team, and, you know, Al Stewart, and we just had a great team. You know, I think this year it's a little bit different where, you know, I just feel like much more of a real head coach. I mean, not that I wasn't back then, but, you know, we have a staff, you know, we have an infrastructure here with the Magic. There's so many people that play a role in this. And I think for myself, it was more of a, you know, team award when I'm talking about management and coaching staff. And, you know, I have a lot of great assistant coaches, you know, working under me, you know, Mitch Rowley and Elvin Mims, who are full-time, and of course, Todd McKillop and Matt Robertson, who are part-time. You know, I also still have two coaches on the island, Ray Vedito and Jeff Morrison, you know, who do a lot of work with me as far as recruitment and evaluating players. You just feel that you have this kind of true staff and again, kind of structure around you. And I think this award, you know, it was different because I kind of lead the way with that group, and but everybody plays a role in it. And so there's definitely some differences between the two awards. And, you know, hopefully we can add a championship to this award, you know, where I wasn't able to do that in 2013.
The common threads of the last almost 24 hours since the announcement was, especially from a lot of your current players, was congratulations, so deserved, not done yet. So again, lots of work left to do. And coach, you know, so many people that you've mentioned that are part of your journey and in the almost 24 hours since you got the news. I know it's been a whirlwind and you've been getting lots of messages and you're preparing for the opening game of the playoffs on Friday. But who are some of the people that you think about along the way that really mentored you and helped you kind of get on that road to coaching and kind of you've taken little pieces of with along the way? Who are some of those people?
Oh, I mean, certainly my father, you know, is probably the first that comes to mind. You know, I talk basketball with him more than anybody, you know, and he's always played a pretty big role. You know, I don't know if I've said it before, but, you know, my father always said to me when I was a kid, he's like, you're going to be a coach someday, you know, and this is when I was 10, 11 years old. And just because I was so enthralled with like the game of basketball and actually football, you know, I was so big into football. I mean, I used to come home from practices and literally take a notebook and draw up our entire playbook, you know, every position and what their jobs were. And it was just something I was always into as a kid. And my father would always say that to me. And I never thought of it until I was about 24, but, you know, him, you know, like I said, Darcy, you know, so much just allows me to do what I do, you know. And then, you know, there's lots of other people that have really helped along the way. I mean, Al Stewart's a guy, you know, that I grew into this coaching world with, you know, him side by side with me every step of the way for, you know, the first 7-8 years really that I was doing this full time. You know, Mike Leslie, who was assistant of mine for 4 years, you know, I think I learned just as much from him as he learned from me during that time, you know. And so, like I said, man, there's been lots of people, lots of players, you know, John Manship, you know, and Mike Story with the Moncton Magic, you know. I'll never forget when I first got the job, Mike Story had said something to me and he just said, you know, working with John, he's going to make you feel without you even knowing that you can kind of accomplish anything, that you can do anything. And this is just kind of this effect that John has on people. And, you know, I didn't really know how to kind of take that, or I didn't really buy into it right away. And by gosh, you know, almost 2 years later, it's 100% accurate. They just give you confidence to go out and do your job. And that's extremely important. So, you know, both of those guys have had a very big impact on me the last 2 years. And I think I've really been able to grow as a head coach during that time.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. I know there's a lot of people really happy for you. And now you can take the number one seed in the National Basketball League of Canada, home court advantage throughout the playoffs as deep as you go, and the mantle now of Coach of the Year into the playoffs, because I know that you'd be the first to say that you're not done yet and there's work to do. But again, a huge deserving accolade for you, and congratulations one more time on being the 2018-2019 National Basketball League of Canada Coach of the Year.
Okay, Scott. Thank you, man. Thank you very much, and thanks for all your comments. And you know, thanks for doing this this podcast. It's certainly appreciated.
Well, listen, I have a lot of fun doing it, and I honestly told you, and I know you're probably going to laugh, but I texted you earlier, and I said, you know, we'll just do a quick one, Coach. I'll keep it at around 5 minutes ish. Whatever it is, whenever I get together with you and we start chatting, man, I get right into it. And here we are now past 16 minutes. So I appreciate you taking some time, and look forward to seeing you again on Friday, sir.
Yeah, I always plan 10 to 15 minutes extra from what you say. So it's no problem at all. And thanks again, Scott. I'll see you on Friday night.
All right, sir. All the best. Take care. That is Coach Joe Salerno of the Moncton Magic, the NBLC Coach of the Year for 2018-2019. Really appreciate Coach Salerno joining us here today. And I got to tell you, the things that I say about Coach, it's not just lip service. I truly mean it. A consummate professional. He's always been extremely wonderful with myself and Dave as well, whether it's to do with the broadcast, podcast, whatever the case may be. It's always fun talking to him about other things besides basketball, whether it's family, ping pong, the weather. Coach Joe Salerno, very deserving of Coach of the Year on many levels, which is why he deserves this. I'm Scott Squires. Thanks very much for listening into this special Coach of the Year edition of Magic Time. Until next time, friends, remember, if you can't take part in sport, be a good one anyway. Bye for now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.